Texte numéro 56. Metro closes its doors to passengers in wheelchairs. When Yevgenia Gurova, a 21-year-old student, reached the nearest metro station on June the 16th to travel back home after taking an exam, Gurova is in the middle of her end-of-year exams, she discovered she was banned from using the metro. For Gurova is disabled and moves around the city in a wheelchair, something that suddenly became a concern for the local metro management, which issued an order banning all wheelchair-bound people from the metro because its elevators are not equipped for wheelchairs and are therefore potentially dangerous. For Gurova, the officials' concerns are nonsensical. I find the metro the only accessible means of transportation. You get in, you get on the escalator and put on the brakes on your wheelchair and then get off safely, Gurova wrote in her blog. Just try and imagine what it feels like squeezing yourself into a full trolleybus or bus, which in most cases are not even equipped with an access ramp. Gurova's post provoked an avalanche of commentary on the internet, and within days, city officials up to the city governor were facing tough questions from local media. A deputy governor told reporters that City Hall has requested that a new type of safety device for elevators designed with wheelchair users in mind be developed and installed at local stations. The official stopped short of estimating how much the new technology would cost and how long the initiative might take to implement. The management of the St. Petersburg Metropolitan defended its actions by issuing a statement in which its representatives claimed that it is international practice not to allow people in wheelchairs on the metro for safety reasons. As the deputy governor pointed out, all new metro stations currently being built or developed are equipped with access ramps, slopes, and other facilities for disabled people. According to City Hall's press office, the St. Petersburg Metro is currently implementing a new safety system for blind people that includes the installation of special floor lines with a rutted surface that can easily be detected by blind people using sticks and used to help them find their way. In the meantime, Russia's mediator has called for the creation of an expert council that would develop a series of measures to protect the rights of disabled people and ensure that they have equal access to public transport. Disabled people are banned from using the metro not only in St. Petersburg, but also in Moscow and other Russian cities, he told reporters. It is high time that we found a solution to this very unfair situation. According to official statistics, there are about 800,000 disabled people in St. Petersburg, including 15,000 children. Adapted from the St. Petersburg Times, June 2011.